The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called over to her and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from the bondage on Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
How are you guys today? Good, 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 good. Good. Any of you hungry? No? I'm going to try to get a snack myself. There appears to be something wrong with this spoon. Anybody ever seen a spoon like this?
Yeah.
Yeah? You've been able to eat cereal with it? It's kind of, it takes a little. This doesn't work very well, does it? No, that's kind of tough. I mean, I could drink it, but it's peanuts. I don't want to choke. Do you think this is what this spoon was designed to do? No. Looks like it has a little problem. Something's holding it back. You know, sometimes our lives can feel like this. A little bent out of shape. You ever heard that phrase, "You're bent out of shape"? Yeah. Yeah, there are some days I feel like I'm bent out of shape. And it feels like this, like we're not able to do what it is we've been called to do, what God wants us to do. And yet, when we think about it, God sent his only son, Jesus, right? And were you listening to the gospel for today? Jesus said what? Be healed of your ailment, the thing that's tying you down, the thing that's holding you captive. And you know, it's kind of as if after that, we were once bent out of shape. Does that look more like a spoon?
Yeah.
That looks more like a spoon. It's a pretty good spoon. That's pretty good.
It still doesn't work,
apparently. It's not the spoon, it's the user. Spoon did its job. But it's made whole again, so it can do what it is it was made for. You think God does that for you in your life too? There we go. Yeah, God does do that. Because there are sometimes we're captive to so many things, we feel bent out of shape. And yet, just like we confess today and ask for forgiveness, God does forgive. And all of a sudden, we can be made new. Made new through the promise of baptism. Made through this gospel, made new through Jesus, so we can do what it is we're called to do. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for bending us back into shape. Send us into the world as you need us. Amen. Thanks for coming up, and just remember, when you get bent out of shape, you can get bent back. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of you will get what I'm about to say. Some of you won't, based on the last time I brought this particular group of people up. Today I feel like a Marvel movie. I feel like you could see this message today, stand up by itself, and you'd get it. But I also feel like when I look at the past 2 weeks, the 2 weeks coming up, there are little Easter eggs that point back to where we came from. Trust, faith, as Pastor Steve Smith talked about 2 weeks ago. Fire, fire, fire last week. in the gospel. Pointing a little bit forward, if you were paying attention to the announcements, there's one body, one bread, one body. A little further down the line, there's Hakuna Matata. Seems like those little Easter eggs are planted within this text. And that's kind of true most weeks in the gospel. But today, there just seems to be some sort of connective tissue going on. So what I want you to do today is there's going to be a lot of questions that I don't expect you to answer. I expect you to think of them yourself. But the first one I want you to hold on to from the beginning all the way to the end of this message, maybe even beyond that, is what does the Sabbath mean to you? Think about that for a moment. What's the Sabbath mean? Because there was a lot of talk of Sabbath today, wasn't there? In the gospel, in the Old Testament lesson, there's all sorts of talks of Sabbath. Keep that in your mind as we go forward. Because first, I want you to think of a situation in which you were so stuck, you couldn't get out. Think of that. I jest at the moment about things that get you stuck. Being the greatest sermon illustration in the history of the world of Minnesota Vikings fan, you are stuck going back every single year. Why? They haven't done anything. Why do I keep going back and think, yes, oh, it's preseason, this is the year. I'm stuck. I can't get out of it. Maybe you can relate more towards, let's say, rush hour in the Twin Cities, in which there happens to be road construction, and they've already cut the lanes down to two. Then there happens to be an accident, in which now the lane is down to one, and you're going about 1 mile an hour. Anybody ever been stuck in that? It can feel like forever. There's no way out. The nearest intersection is still 5 miles down the road, so you're stuck. You're stuck. Or the one that came to my mind specifically about being stuck and couldn't get out was when I was a kid and decided, you know, what could go wrong sitting between a chest and a wall that's just the right size, huh? You sit in it. I was stuck. Tried to get up. Stuck. The heart's racing. You're stuck. And that's where we come to today. In the gospel reading, we have this woman over here who's been captive for many years. Some sort of spirit has crippled her, whatever that looks like. Specifically, I want you not necessarily focus on the ailment, but what's happened. That freedom has been taken away. This person over here who's crippled, who's captive to this demon, their freedom's been taken away. They're stuck. They're stuck and they don't see a way out. They don't know what to do. And it's been going on for many, many years being stuck. So what kind of things in your life cripple you? Make you captive? What are things you can think of some other people that have become captive, are stuck, are crippled, perhaps? What is it? Maybe it's yourself. Maybe it's something in your life. Maybe it is a physical ailment. What is it that takes that freedom away and makes you feel trapped? But that's not the only person in this story that we could say is captive, stuck, doesn't know where to go. Because she gets healed. Jesus heals her, but then you got the other person over here, the church leader who seems to be captive too, comes out and really calls Jesus out and says, you can't do that, you can't do that. There are 600 other perfectly good days in which he could be doing this. Why the Sabbath? Why today? Why are you doing that now? You shouldn't be doing that. Any of those words kind of sound familiar to you in your own life? That church leader is stuck, captive. And to hear those words turned another way, you don't have to look very far. I hope you don't look at social media comments very often. I don't know if you have, but you read them, and it seems like one innocent comment. Doesn't matter what you're talking about. You could just put it out there in good faith, and almost like clockwork, somebody will come back the other way and say no. And then somebody will come this way. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. You're stuck. Perhaps they're stuck, captive, stuck in some of the ways that they've been. There seems to be no right answer. Many of you in confession and forgiveness remember these words, that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. Or we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. Those words sound familiar? They should, because we are. We're stuck. We are absolutely stuck. Even the words from today's confession and forgiveness point out how we're stuck. We're worried. We're distracted by so many things. We fail to love you above all other things. We store up treasures for ourselves. We turn away from our neighbors in need. The list can go on and on and on. We are stuck to the oppressive burdens of this world. What's got you stuck or captive today? How are you still stuck in that corner? Maybe it's something in your life that seems small. Maybe it's big. But either way, who are we to judge what hurts us the most? Because there are some things that might seem small, but to others are huge and can seem like you're in hell itself. There's no way out. We cannot free ourselves. We are so stuck. And absolutely, you could just end it there, because that seems to be the human condition, isn't it? Being stuck. But we don't come here to hear about how we're stuck. We come here to hear about something else. We come here to hear about the cleansing fire. That fire that came into the world in Jesus. The cleansing fire that was talked about of God today. That descended into hell. Into not only the physical place, but into the hell of our lives sometimes. It seems like we just can't get out. We seem like we're in such bondage. It seems as if all those things just twist and twist and twist and twist. As a story I read this week talked about, it just twists you into something that can't be broken. But Jesus comes in, that raging fire. And not only that, he calls out to each and every one of you. He calls out to me. He calls out to the people out there. He calls out to that one body. You are set free from your ailment. What is it that ails you today? You are set free. Reminds me of that song of Amazing Grace, the more contemporary one that talks about my chains are gone, because it feels like that. But we come here and hear about the chains being broken. How those chains don't hold us forever. How Jesus took those chains, took the captivity upon himself all the way to the cross. Even being held on the cross, dying, rising again. That's what we come here to hear today. So what is Sabbath? Sabbath today can be we remember the freeing power of Jesus. We remember that. Remember those chains being gone, being set free. Whether that's today, whether that's different times of the week, whenever you stop and remember that, that can be a Sabbath, a time of rest from this world. In a way, in a Hakuna Matata, a no worries, because we know Christ is there. It opens possibilities. Possibilities just like that story of me being stuck there, because I remember Mom came, helped me right back out of that place I couldn't get out on my own. Jesus breaks things, breaks the chains, breaks all those burdens, breaks, takes them upon himself and breaks things, breaks us out of jail. The ultimate jail break. So what are you going to do with that jail break? Think about that as you go through this week, as you remember the Sabbath, as you remember all the things Christ has done for you. What are we going to do with that jailbreak? Thanks be to God. Amen.